When I found out I was going to get to write a regular column for my hometown local newspaper, I felt incredibly honored. The Post-Dispatch is the oldest weekly newspaper in Arkansas, still prints local stories, and even features community-based columns such as the Ard News, a rarity among newspapers these days. Even the largest national and international newspapers are struggling to survive in this multimedia, information-saturated age. But our small-town weekly is more than just a historic gem. It's an important communicative tool that we can't afford to lose. First, a confession. I'm a bit of a Luddite. I believe in cooking from scratch, growing at least some of my own food, and keeping a compost pile. We make our own laundry soap, keep our babies in cloth diapers, and love the smell, if not always the texture, of clothes that have been hung out to dry. I don't do these things just because they're older ways of living, although I do feel there's a certain potential magic in channeling the daily tasks of our grandparents. But mostly we do them because they're cheaper, and because they're better for the environment, and because they force us to slow down and focus on the small stuff. But don't get me wrong, on the whole, I don't begrudge modern technology, and I make use of it daily. For example, I love the internet, and I'm unapologetic about it. I love reading news sites from all over the world. I like educating myself about the newest documentaries. And back when my boys were infants, I had my sanity saved time and time again through those write-in parenting message boards targeted especially to sleep-deprived mothers of twins. And while I haven't ventured into the world of tweeting yet, I am intrigued by the role it's played in the democratic uprisings around the world. But you know what? I have been known to use Facebook with the frequency of a preteen, and I keep two different blogs. And guess what else? This column, after I wrote it on my laptop and then recorded it into my audio software, I logged onto my Yahoo account and I emailed it to the editor. So when it comes to the internet, I do indeed love technology and the endless sources of information it provides. But the reason I love the internet is essentially the same reason I love the small town paper. They offer lines of communication and harbor immense potential to bring ideas and people together. For example, this week, thanks to the internet, I've been able to read about Amnesty International's 50-year anniversary of fighting for human rights around the world. And on the Americans Who Tell the Truth webpage, I saw a beautiful portrait of Cesar Chavez and read more about his work with the United Farm Workers Movement, which fought to gain higher pay and health coverage for poor farmers. And through blogs from homesteading families out in the Southwest, I read up on building a rain barrel for our Little Rock home. It never ceases to amaze me, despite a world filled with war and hate, how many people there are out there who really care about the planet, about communities, and about each other. And I probably wouldn't come across most of this information if it wasn't for that ever potentially democratizing source we call the internet. But the key difference between the big world of the internet and the local nature of the weekly paper is that while one offers us the opportunity to hear the voices of people thousands of miles away, the other amplifies the voices of home. And no matter how much we learn via the big world of the internet, if we can't connect this information to our own local communities and apply it in our daily lives and to those of our neighbors, then we've missed out on the basic premise of learning. Localism is a trendy word these days. But when you get down to it, it basically just means caring about your community, and more concretely, recognizing the role that you can play and helping that place to become a healthy, safe, and just place to live. To that end, a local paper, even if you're reading it on an internet site, offers something that a nationally based informational source never can, and that's the stories, concerns, and voices of home. In a time when we have access to a whole world of stories and can and should educate ourselves about the global world, we're living with blinders if we don't seek out and recognize the beauty and the problems within our own communities and places of origin. We're surrounded by community fragmentation and corporatization. Small businesses are forced to battle the Walmart giant, Our historic, beautiful main streets fight to stay alive while strip malls pop up left and right. And immigrants from countries south of ours risk their lives to come here seeking a better one. There's a lot going on in our small community in Yell County, and the small town paper has the potential to directly challenge the negative aspects of so-called modern convenience and put the emphasis on the local stories, the small business, the everyday people who make up the place, what it is and what it can be. I don't want to over-romanticize my hometown or any other small town newspaper. I just want to recognize it as the important tool that it can be in building and sustaining a strong, local, diverse community. When it serves to adequately represent the multitude of voices who work and live there, it becomes an essential source in learning more about home. And as I keep discovering time and time again, there's always more to learn about those things you think you already know. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin-Motes.